It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce.
In the first hour, we talked about Jamal Murray not being suspended and the NBA not wanting to adversely affect the team in a playoff series. Whether you think he should have been suspended or not, I'm good with the NBA not taking out a guy when a playoff series is ongoing. And we'll play some sound from Lou Williams, who echoes my sentiment, but for a different reason altogether. So we'll get to that. He was on with Shams Charania and others, I think, for FanDuel. But that leads me to what Sean mentioned in the previous segment, Rashee Rice. He is a suspect in an alleged assault that injured a man in a Dallas nightclub earlier this week. The Dallas Morning News confirmed it yesterday. So this is another incident, and now it becomes a thing where the NFL, after not making a real announcement on the first incident of the summer or of the offseason, now has to probably take a real look at Rashee Rice and his availability for the first game of the season, or maybe more, depending on how egregious they think his sins are. So I'll ask you, Sean, you brought it up. There are two incidents involving law enforcement already. Now, sometimes, depending on whether whether he gets charged or he has to appear in court, the NFL sometimes will let things play out. Well, we'll let the justice system make a determination before our investigation concludes. Sometimes they, depending on how viral the issue goes, they make a determination before the justice system has its say. Does Rice appear for week one with the Chiefs? Is he available for them to play?
I doubt it. I think
the NFL steps in and makes sure he's not available?
Or at the very least is on like the exempt list where they kind of like put you in timeout before they actually make a ruling, kind of what, and this is like a lesser version because Deshaun Watson was there for a full year, but they start him out on that. At the very least, let the heat die down, maybe, both figurative and literal heat die down, and so then they bring him back. But I also wouldn't be surprised if he just gets like four games off the traffic incident, the racing in the streets incident.
Now, several people were injured in the incident you're mentioning. They're all were determined to be minor injuries. Do you think? Oh, let me see. Two of the occupants were occupants in the crash because it involved multiple vehicles. Two of the occupants were transported to a hospital, and two others were treated for minor injuries. So, at minimum, four people were injured in his speed racing, street racing deal earlier this offseason in March. So, do you think the extent of the injuries determine some of it too? Like we know Henry Ruggs, that it resulted in the death,
yes,
and he was deemed responsible, so he was done for. We knew that pretty quickly.
Then Dante Stallworth also.
Yeah, look, I think someone was crossing the street and he hit someone. I think he came back to play though. Minor injuries, no one thankfully died as a result. Does that play a part, or are we saying, hey, it could have happened? You could have killed someone, so we got to shut you down.
I mean,
you got to learn a lesson.
It probably plays a part in his favor that no one died or was like severely injured injured. So that probably plays a part, but I think just having people sent to the hospital and then also you leaving the scene of the accident, like it was a very bad incident all around that I feel like. And then when you combine it with the most recent thing where it's like, okay, this is obviously like some sort of pattern that's happening where it's not it might just be a "hey, chill out, man" suspension, where it's just like we got it. Same thing like we're talking about the Jamal Murray, where you think that all three of the things lead to a harsher punishment that maybe any one of them don't deserve. It's the same thing with that, where it's like, okay, you know that all eyes are on you, that you know that you have to be on best behavior, and you're pushing photographers at a nightclub. Like, what are we doing, dude?
Yeah, allegedly hit a photographer on Monday, and now he's under investigation. So I think the chill out man suspension could be coming. Like, we'll hit you with four, we'll let you appeal, you'll drop it down to two, but just let you know we're watching you. We're aware of your issues, and let's clean it up, because at some point you would hope there's a realization that I'm throwing something away here. I turned into the number one non-Travis Kelce receiver for the Chiefs. I won a Super Bowl. I'm looked at as the next good young receiver, and Patrick Mahomes is going to depend on me. And yet, I've used this offseason to kind of designate myself as wholly undependable. I'm clearly not dependable. You can't depend on me to stay out of trouble. And now we've got another incident where, yeah, I think suspension is on the table.
Yeah, you thought you got rid of a troublemaker wide
yeah,
receiver.
Yeah, you thought Kadarius Toney was a problem? Wait till you see me. Y'all thought Kadarius Toney was an issue.
Is it the legacy of Tyreek Hill that all these Chiefs wide receivers, like Kadarius Toney, is like, I need to be the next Tyreek Hill. Mm. And then he's like, all right, time to... time to wild out.
Well, if you're the Chiefs, you'll say when he was here, Tyreek didn't cause any problems. Once he got out from under our umbrella and went to Miami, that's when all the problems popped up again.
It's only before he was a Chief and after.
Yeah,
he was
so
a Chief.
Maybe don't blame us. We were the team who got him on the straight and narrow.
I'm just saying, it's like how number 88 with
there is a legacy there, yeah.
with Dallas Cowboys wide receivers, or like number 10 in soccer, where they just,
yeah,
they should actually just give them number 10 every time.
Well, now it's Pacheco, and yeah, apparently Tyreek wasn't thrilled with that, but whatever, you know, you're no longer there. It happens.
It's the legacy of Tyreek Hill, where it's like,
I get
we need at least one off the field incident with you.
Well, you know who their next receiver they're counting on is? Your guy. So if the legacy is going to continue.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, you're the one bringing up legacy.
I think Xavier Worthy's like, I'll be the on the field legacy.
Yeah, you go, let's keep Rashee Rice on the team so he can take that mantle, yeah, while I perform on the field.
The two of us combined can make up for Tyreek Hill. Him, yeah, off the field, me on the field.
Yeah, let's make sure I'm the one Patrick Mahomes is going to against the Bills to rip their hearts out. Rashee Rice can do all that other stuff. Speaking of number 10s, before we get to a break, you mentioned soccer and number 10s, Kylian Mbappe will not play potentially Real Madrid in a Champions League final, which for all intents and purposes will be his next team, because Borussia Dortmund took them out in Paris. Borussia Dortmund wins the final leg 1-0, wins the tie 2-0, 2-0, excuse me, since we're talking soccer. So Borussia Dortmund in another Champions League final, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich go today. There was a real shot that Kylian Mbappe could have played his next team in the European final. Not the case.
Do you think he would have thrown the match?
No. I mean, it is soccer. It's corrupt as hell. But no, I don't think he does that. I think he now the question is, because in soccer, if you score against your former team, or if you're a legend or not, generally the guys don't celebrate. They go, I'm not going to make the fans who supported me for years feel bad. I'm just going to score this goal and not be exuberant unless you hated your time there, and then you wow out. Would Kylian Mbappe was celebrated if he scored against his future team?
Against his future team? That's interesting.
Would he have, in a Champions League final, the thing PSG has been pushing for years, is they can win as many league or domestic titles as they want, but what the goal was to finally win a Champions League, which they have not won. And with Messi, they've had Messi, they've had Neymar, now Mbappe, they're all going to go without winning one. Would he in that moment pissed off all the Real Madrid fans, his future fans, or would he have been like,
I think it depends. I think it depends on the goal.
If it's a game winner.
Yes. If it's second half,
a match
winner. To take
winner,
the
yeah.
league.
If it's a match winner,
to take the lead,
you got to
celebrate.
Yeah.
If it's a first half tied up 1-1.
No, what he's doing, he's running into the net, grabbing a ball and waving. Come on, guys, let's run back. Let's run back to the center circle.
Like, okay, it's the 30th minute.
Yeah, relax. Yeah, but it is the Champions League, and he won't be part of the final. We'll see if Real Madrid can get to another final in their match against Bayern Munich tonight, or at least tonight for them. It'll be mid-afternoon for us.
I was going to say, it'll be during hour 3 of Gallant George.
Yeah, yeah. Time differences, people. It happens. So that's the other thing. We've talked about this before. If you got nothing to do, the Champions League is a pretty big deal. I think it's on Paramount Plus. If you got Paramount, you can stream it, watch it. You got the best soccer in the world going on and a chance to win a European title. We're in the semifinals. You got two of the biggest clubs in the world going at it today. And it could be an all-German final, which is, I think, the last time Borussia Dortmund was in the final. Bayern Munich was there, too, and Bayern beat them. So we'll see if that occurs again, or maybe Bayern makes it, and then Borussia Dortmund gets some revenge like a decade later. We'll see what happens tonight as the kings of Champions League football go at it one more time in Real Madrid. We got some other things to get to. Rudy Gobert wins the Defensive Player of the Year. We'll get into some of the NBA stuff that happened last night. There weren't competitive games, and the talk about officiating has continued because the difference in physicality between one series and the other came up again last night, and we'll get to that when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Welcome back to the show. This show, well, are you going to be out at Klein's too? Or are you going to be back here?
I'm not sure, actually.
I mentioned that because from 7 to 12, the station will be out at Klein's. Come out there. It's Mother's Day coming around. Right around the corner. If you need to get something for your mom or your wife, because she's a great mother, Klein's will have you taken care of. I've got a couple locations. We will be out there tomorrow. Eric Layden, who was on earlier as Lance is on vacation, he filled in. He'll be out there as well. And then this show will be out there in some form or fashion. I'm not sure if Sean will be out there, but I will be. So Klein's welcomes you from 7 to 12. And it's not just about jewelry. They're free golf giveaways to be had as well. So show up there, get something for the special woman in your life, and get a chance to, you know, be away from her and go play golf, unless you play golf with her. I don't know. You got a couple things to look forward to when we're out at Klein's tomorrow. So we talked about Jamal Murray not being suspended for his incidents in Game 2 of the Nuggets-Wolves series. Well, Lou Williams, known talker, a guy who will say things, and that's why he's given a platform. He does stuff with FanDuel. That's where Shams is as well. This is Lou Williams on why he's happy that Jamal Murray will be available for Game 3.
What wasn't his intent? If that wasn't his intent, what was his intent? Throwing something
I think
on
he just
him.
It was a tantrum.
I think his emotions obviously just got the best of him. And again, do you have to hold him accountable for this? Because God forbid something happened more
thing.
Serious and someone slipped on that and got really hurt. Now we're looking at a suspension for sure. But since that didn't happen.
Got lucky.
And you also, like, it's the you can't suspend.
That's
Jamal
I think
Murray.
It was
like,
regular season maybe. He's
down 2-0. Like, you can't.
I love it. I love it. The NBA could have easily gave these guys an out, suspend them for Game 3. Now there's your built-in excuse. Now the fans are like, oh, it'd be different if Jamal Murray was playing. It's like, no, you're going to stay here and finish getting your ass whooped, or you're going to walk him down and tie this thing up in Minnesota. One way or another, you're going to be a part of this. So I appreciate the league for doing this. I appreciate the league for not ejecting Coach Mike Malone. You know, I've been seeing a lot of different actions coming from the league office that I haven't seen in the past. So I'm encouraged.
They
by
are
that.
Setting the standard, though, because there's going to be a player that's going to do something not as bad as this, and they're going to get suspended. And
uh-oh.
They're going to be like, oh, where's the consistency? Where's
but
the,
not a star, maybe?
Fairness? Yeah, exactly. So there's going to be issues because of this, but I'm with Lou. I agree. This isn't a finable offense. Nothing happened. No one got hurt. The play didn't even stop.
No.
They resumed play. And I think everyone was more confused. I thought it was a ball boy that, like, accidentally did it or something.
No, no, no.
I didn't think it was a star.
I think his
player
teammates were confused.
That voice you're hearing that you may not like or do like is Chandler Parsons. He's the other voice. I think it's Beetle, Parsons, and Lou Williams. Lou Williams, you heard talking about get your ass whooped or dig out of it. Parsons was the one suggesting the maybe a potentially worst case scenario. Relax, Chandler Parsons. Someone could have fallen and got hurt, sure. But it didn't happen. I guess we can be thankful for that. And I agree with Lou Williams. Let him play. Because NBA Twitter or there's just the NBA collective loves to discuss teams having easy paths or throwing asterisks on things because of an injury here or a suspension here. It's part of the playoffs. No one rarely does a team get through and win the whole thing without having an advantage because something happened to another team. It's part of it. It's been part of it for a while. People criticize the Nuggets because they had an easy path because the two teams they played in their last two series, one was a play-in team and so was the other one. One was, I think, 7, the other was an 8. We know about the Warriors, and on occasion they've gone through and won a title and been on runs where guys miss time, whether it be from series to series. You have like a star point guard not play. I think that was their first title run where point guard after point guard wasn't available. It happens. It happens. Injuries are just a thing, and we know the Lakers catch heat for the bubble. You can go down the list. So, sure, if Jamal Murray wasn't available for Game 3, you could say, hey, the Nuggets weren't at full strength. Well, the counter is they're at full strength in Games 1 and 2 and got blown off the floor. So you can play these games all the time.
And this is what makes NBA discourse so fun? Maybe not fun, but it makes it – the pylons are always incredible. And it gets started when a team goes down 2-0, basically. And people have already pointed out that the Nuggets, this like current run of the Nuggets with Jokic and Murray, have never beaten a team in the playoffs that won 50 games in the regular season.
There it is.
people are already pulling their card on last year's title run, where it's like, got to play 7 and 8 seeds the whole time.
Yeah, you had big advantage. Yeah, if you look at it, were they a 2 seed last year?
They were one.
They were the one. So they played an 8, a 7, and another 8.
Well, the 1, 4, or 5 seed that they played was the Phoenix Suns. And they were tied 2-2.
And then was Chris Paul on that team and he got hurt?
Yeah, Chris Paul got hurt.
Well, that's not surprising. I'm just trying to remember if he was on that team, that particular team, when he got hurt.
He was on the team when he got hurt.
Yeah, so once again, and we saw the Suns fall apart. Lack of depth, which was a concern for them this year as well. So, yeah, you can always pick apart things. And the Nuggets, because they have been able, at least so far, it appears they're not going to be able to back up last year's title with another one. Then you start to pick and pick and pick at the first one and go, yeah, not legitimate. Man,
Mickey Mouse, they didn't play anybody.
Softest run, easiest run to a title in years. And that's just how it is. I'm trying to think of the last time a champion was unchallenged when it came to that. I mean, the Warriors, no one thought they were going to lose with KD. I mean, you could say the East was not great and use that as an excuse. Of course, LeBron was on the other side. But try to think of a title run where no one can take a shot at it. I know you're answering the phone. We'll get to the phone caller on the other side. Was it the Warriors runs because everyone knew they were going to win no matter what was on the other side with KD?
The thing with the KD one is that it was brushback was, got KD.
Yeah, exactly. The accusation was, well, you were a 73-win team, and then you go get one of the top three players in the world.
Yeah.
Does it really count?
Yeah. And then the next KD title was Chris Paul. Also, KD. And then the Raptors being the Warriors.
Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson.
Yeah. People didn't do it at the time, though, because people were too busy dancing on the Warriors' grave.
But if anyone, like a Toronto fan, wants to, you know, have fond memories of what they did in 2019, yeah, whatever. The Warriors were hurt.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And
you got a lucky bounce. Kawhi got the lucky bounce.
And then going backwards, like 2016, the
Warriors played.
The Cavs.
Matthew Dellavedova was starting at point guard. Right, because Kyrie got hurt?
Well, that was 15. 16 was the one that the Cavs won.
That's right, you're right.
And that one you can go, Draymond.
Draymond kicked the guy and he wasn't available.
And then, 15.
Find me a title.
15, the Cavs are very hurt. 14, 2014, the last
the
time
Spurs, he could... The Spurs, when they beat the Heat?
Yeah.
Old bad knees Dwayne Wade? You want to use that as an excuse?
No.
No? No? You don't want to use...
They had to start Rashard Lewis? No.
The air conditioning went out in the arena?
Maybe. Now we're cooking.
What was it, game one? The air conditioning went out when LeBron was on a heater. He had to leave because of cramps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think the last time we stopped criticizing a team and how they won their title was probably that Spurs run because how dominant they were against the Heat. And
so it's
mostly
been a decade.
Mostly because everyone hated the Heat. Yeah, at some point, we're tired of them winning too.
Yeah, that was definitely part of it. And then, yeah, 2013... I don't know if there's a, yeah, I think it's a mid 2010s thing
back,
where we just back started
when, back when the big three were a thing. That's the last time we stopped criticizing teams and picking apart how they won. The NBA discourse is so trash, man. From who's the GOAT to this title doesn't really mean anything because, you know, some guy was hurt or you played low seeds because they're upsets. Let your team win a title and then see. You'll defend it to the death.
Also, there's a part of it where if you don't immediately like repeat or at least go back to the finals,
yeah, you're a fraud.
Yeah, like that's what the Bucks get hit with.
Frauds.
It was like well, it was which one stands out? They lost in the whatever the Eastern Conference Finals. They lost in the first round. They win a championship. Then they go back to losing in the first round every year. Huh? Which is the outlier?
And
there?
You can also blame it on the fact it was the shortest offseason.
Shortest offseason
ever.
Everyone got hurt that year.
Yeah. There's always a way to take apart someone's title. And now the Nuggets are suffering through it because they dared to lose the first two games of the series. Against.
They can still come back and
yeah,
win.
It's not over. It's bleak for them, but it's not over. So, yeah. Just don't ever get into arguments about this. No one's going to respect your team in the NBA for winning. It's just how it goes. There's always a reason why your team won and why the title means less than you think it should. Haters is what we like to call them, Sean.
Haters.
NBA discourse is full of haters.
But, I mean, it makes sense when only one team wins. There's 29 other haters.
True, but only one team wins in every other sport, and the Chiefs' titles aren't questioned. When's the last time an NFL title was questioned? Oh, well, you caught all the breaks. What? That we don't talk about the Super Bowls like that.
It is, and it's funny because it's so hard to even, like, remember who teams played on the way to the title.
It's true.
So, like, even trying to remember who the Chiefs played, not this past year, but when they won in February 23.
Yeah,
I don't even remember. They played the Eagles in the last one. I don't know who they played.
No one's going, well, if Jalen Hurts didn't fumble that football, they probably would have been up two scores. You never would have come back. Are people knocking the Chiefs title for that?
The holding call against James Bradbury.
You mean the guy who admitted to committing the foul?
I think at that point in the game, though, you just let him play.
But no one's taking away the Chiefs title because of that. No one's
asterisk,
knocking it.
Asterisk.
Okay. See, that's how far we have to reach to make it even close to what NBA people do.
We had to skip last year's and go immediately.
Go to the year before where a questionable holding call that the player himself said, yeah, I did it.
Asterisk.
Okay. Where did they play that Super Bowl?
Arizona. Oh, and the field sucked.
See?
Sodfather.
Mm-hmm. Who took all the... He was like, wait a minute.
Didn't he, like, retire? Like, that was his last, like, game he ever did.
And then he blamed the NFL for not following his directions when he got blamed for it. Hey, they didn't listen to me.
Imagine, like, in this industry, like, doing your last show ever and retiring, but you say something on your last show that just pisses everyone off.
Yeah. Like, and your entire reputation. Over.
Yeah, I guess it's even different because at least people would know your name. Like, no one knew who that guy was.
George Toma, I think, is his name.
Yes.
Because I'm nerd and I remember stuff like that.
No one knows who his name was until the day after the Super Bowl when everyone's like, that field sucked.
Yeah. He had to come out. Hey! He's got branding. I'm looking at it right now. He's got the Sod Father sweatshirt on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
drop a link.
If the NFL, I don't know if you can buy it. If the NFL had listened to him, that field would have been fine. Lazy J wants to talk about soccer. We'll get to him when we come back way late. We'll try to get back on time. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
Thank you.
are back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really.
Welcome back. Lazy J, who actually generally calls in just about soccer. I don't know if he wants to talk about Mbappe or Real Madrid. I know he's a Ronaldo fan. What's up, Lazy J?
Hey, Dale. Good afternoon, I guess you could say. Yeah, I wanted to get in, man. You know me like a book, bro. Yeah, I wanted to get in and talk about Real. But first off, I want to shout out to all the delivery drivers. I got to deal with all these trash-ass grocery store receivers. Let me get in with Real. What's your odds? I think they can get their 15th title this year. I mean, I see them beating Dortmund today. I really think that, Bayern Munich. And I really see them, if they get to the finals, I really see that they can beat the Germany team. And what's your thoughts on, is Mbappe going to want to come after they win a title? Is he going to look at it like that, even though they're going to pay him good money? And then also, one quick question. Y'all talked about this topic already, but I want to get your thoughts on the Drake and Kendrick Lamar. I think Drake took it. I didn't know Kendrick's wife was mixed, so I think that kind of, you know, threw in the towel for him. You know, he's kind of pro-black, and, you know, when you go in there and you put gin in your juice, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, that kind of, everything else that you say is kind of, you know, lackluster. So, I want to get your thoughts on that. Love the show.
Appreciate it. Let's start with the soccer first before we get into, I don't know, colorism. And
I might sit that one out.
You want to take a seat?
Yeah, I'll probably sit out the mixed race stuff.
Okay, let's get to soccer. I think Real wins. It's the leg, at least the tie is tied 2-2 in the leg in Germany. That was a good match. It was a fun match. But I'm going to take Real here. I like them at home against Bayern. Mostly because I don't want to see Harry Kane win anything. Harry Kane, the former Tottenham striker, English international, now the head man, the lead guy at Bayern. I'm not looking for him to win anything. It will be a real kick in the guyons for Tottenham fans to go watch him never win anything of that stature in England for their favorite team and then go to Bayern in his first year and go win a Champions League title. Be a little rough. I'm sure Arsenal fans would make fun of him on that. I like Real here. The Dortmund thing, I don't know. They're not a real Cinderella story because Dortmund's one of the best clubs in Germany. Not this year. I think they're maybe like fifth. Leverkusen's having a wonderful year. Haven't lost a game in the league or in a European competition. Having one of those invincible type runs. We'll see if they can close it out. We just got a couple more games in the league. I'm not ready to make a prediction on the Dortmund potential against Bayern thing. Excuse me, Real thing. If Real happens to lose tonight and it's Bayern versus Dortmund, I'll take Dortmund just simply on revenge. But as far as Dortmund versus Real, I got to take a little time with that. Yes, I think, to your next question, I do think Kylian Mbappe will finally join Real Madrid. I don't think them winning a title is going to make him not play. It's not even a Kevin Durant thing where Real would beat them in a major match and then go ahead and join them. That would have been the scenario if Mbappe could have led PSG to the final and Real could have made it there themselves. Then are you joining the team that just beat you? The answer is probably yes. I think he's done with PSG. I think he feels like that has run its course, and everyone likes playing for Real. It's one of the biggest, maybe you're talking about top three club in the world. You go play there if they want you. And he's just the next in line. They like collecting stars. He's one of the biggest stars in the world. He's going to go play there, I think, unless something gets in the way that is unforeseen. As far as your last thing where Sean may want to sit this out, I don't think – see, the thing about Kendrick, people say he's so pro-black. He's made a couple pro-black songs, and that's fine. But he has talked about his failings as a man. He's not simply the – pro-black, spoken word, lyrical miracle type dude. Sure, you don't want to challenge him in a battle, and I disagree with Lazy J. I don't think Kendrick lost this one. I think Drake has lost this one. If you even just listen to his last song, that's Drake saying, I'm out. I'm done. I'm tired of this. I don't want to do this anymore.
You know what? The song where it's going to be one of the biggest songs of the year that calls me a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight this anymore.
This is hard for me to come back from.
Yeah. And I don't, and as far as Kendrick's wife or significant other, I'm not sure they're married. Mixed. Maybe the parents are mixed and maybe she's just of a lighter skin tone. I don't know. It's whatever. I mean, she would be classified as a black woman. She's a black woman. Whether you think, and coming from a person who's of mixed descent himself, it's an interesting take, Lazy J.
Whoa.
I don't know
his background. Don't call him a hypocrite.
I didn't call him a hypocrite.
Well, he's calling
Kendrick a hypocrite. Yeah. Lazy J, I'm not going to go as far as what John does when he talks about you, but hey, it's interesting that you would use that particular angle to dismiss this person in this beef when you have dealt with those type of accusations before. I'm not calling you a hypocrite, but if you're not a hypocrite, you're pretty close. That's all. We got one more second to go here. If you want to talk about things that make Sean uncomfortable, call in.
Or if you want to talk about things that make Dell uncomfortable, try. I'm comfortable.
Go ahead,
about.
Try.
I know. See if you can find John one. Granato for years.
See if you can find one that'll make me uncomfortable.
Thick skin.
Yeah. We got one more segment to go here. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Art says he's waiting to the conference finals to start watching the NBA. He wants a Knicks Celtics Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, the East, far less compelling than the West so far. The Celtics ran away and hid from the Cavs, and that's kind of their formula. The one game where they were challenged throughout, they lost. It was only game two of a five-game series. They handled Miami the rest of the way, but the one time that they didn't get out to a big lead and go hide because the threes kept raining down on the opponent, they lost. That's what you have to do. It's hard to do it. The Celtics are great, even without Kristaps Porzingis. The numbers tell you that this is one of those all-time teams. If you go by regular season stuff, they're supposed to win the title the way they play the regular season. The numbers say it. You just got to keep them in a close ball game, and then you can start to pick at some of those scabs that still exist. But if you can't even get them in that spot, then you saw what happened last night where Donovan Mitchell tried. Nobody else on that team came along with him as the Celtics go away and hide and win that game easily. I got to get Derek White's got to get out of my face. This Derek White is annoying. The one that all of a sudden can make a hezzy 3-point jumper. This is not the Derek White we saw in San Antonio or even the first couple years in Boston.
You like role player Derek White.
But. Yeah, get out of here with I can take over a game Derek White.
I mean, his run started basically in the, I feel like after, or no, maybe it was after the Eastern Conference Finals in 22, where the Miami Heat were just like, yeah, let him shoot. and he missed enough for
yeah.
Miami to win that one in seven. I feel like ever since then, he has, you know, been one of the best players on the Celtics, or at least one of the key parts, like where when Derek White plays well, those guys win.
His last three games, 38, 25, 25, 7 of 12 from three last night, 5 of 10 the night before, 8 for 15 the night before. This ain't the Derek White I grew up not caring about. This is the Derek White who's the best player on the Celtics. I don't need that.
I grew up not caring about.
Yeah. Some men grow up at different times, Sean.
We're talking about 2021.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't say I was mature before then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I've grown up.
To get back to Art's point, like with the Eastern Conference, like yeah, I get it. I mean, game one of Knicks Pacers was good, but it was competitive good. I wouldn't say it was like good. I wouldn't say that it's like particularly super high level basketball being played by these two teams that struggled to get past a limping Philadelphia 76ers team and
a Magic,
a Bucks team that didn't have two of its best
Giannis
players for most of the series.
Dame missed time too, yeah.
So it is a little bit less of a lesser caliber as what's going on in the West. I think Denver, Minnesota, I mean, I know game two was a blowout and game one wasn't like, it was competitive, but wasn't a, you know, instant classic. It's very high level basketball. So that one's very interesting. And the bit of Thunder Mavs that we got last night, because they've only played one game, whereas the Bucks or the Nuggets Timberwolves have played two games. But I thought that's pretty high level for Dallas OKC. Now the trouble is, Art, I don't know what your schedule is, but I do know that you're a frequent contributor to the bench or to John Lance. So I imagine you're an early riser, so some of these West being like, no, the Western Conference is good, might be a tough sell to have to stay up until like 11 o'clock to watch these games end.
Yeah, I do it for a living, and I'm like, I gotta get through how much more basketball today? I just wanna decompress, watch some stupid show on Netflix, and then pack it up for the night. But yeah, the Thunder, who have been untouchable so far in the playoffs. That's a young team where people were questioning, depending on the matchup. Could they deal with being young and not very big outside of Chet Holmgren? And it has not mattered. Last night against the Mavs, Luka didn't have a great night shooting. He's a guy who's struggling with injury. I think he went 6-for-19. And I know some people like the Mavs, but can you depend on this team when their best player is clearly actually limping? Not like, oh, they're limping through. He's actually limping, depending on the possession. He's touching that knee brace on occasion. It's not going to be a guy I'm going to believe is going to make it through a 6 or 7 game series and be at his absolute best. Just not. Health is a concern, and it's unfortunate. And like we said before, health always comes into play when we talk about these things as far as championship runs. And if the Thunder can survive and be healthy, and if they see what it appears to be a healthy Wolves team, I think we're going to get a pretty good Western Conference Finals if things continue to roll in the way they're going. And, of course, Knicks Celtics feels like the – beyond the whole history and rivalry stuff, if we're looking for the most compelling and competitive potential Eastern Conference Finals, it should be that one. Of course, East Coast people will lose their minds, and it's great for the NBA and all that type of stuff. But as far as the actual matchup itself, that's the one we probably should welcome. But we know the Knicks aren't healthy beyond the Julius Randle thing. Mitchell Robinson's now going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks, which they should have just said out for the rest of the season. I guess he could be available for the finals if it comes to that. But 6 to 8 weeks would suggest you might want to say goodbye to Mitchell Robinson for the rest of the postseason. And then we know Bogdanovich is out too. So the Knicks, despite losing a lot of guys in that front court, are still winning games, and it's because, well, beyond the offensive rebounding of Josh Hart, it's the play of Jalen Brunson and then Dante DiVincenzo. So the Villanova guys are keeping the Knicks afloat, but they're losing bodies. The question is, can the Knicks get through another playoff series with now it's Hartenstein and Precious Achiuwa?
Yeah, and you know, but this plays right into Tom Thibodeau's hand because he's like, what? I have to shorten my rotation?
You mean perfect. I get to play Hartenstein 46 minutes?
Sweet.
I
only have to play 7 of these dudes?
Yeah. And
it's Achiuwa and Deuce McBride off the bench.
Yeah.
And that's it. Everyone else.
And Achiuwa only gets time if Hartenstein is in foul trouble.
Yeah.
Because it's Stein, right? Hartenstein or Stein. It's Hartenstein.
Hartenstein.
Yeah.
Hartenstein.
We go back and forth.
Isaiah.
We're going to call him Isaiah.
When Big Zay.
Yeah, we're going to call him Zay. That's how this show is going to get around, not remembering how to pronounce his last name. Big Zay out there, and he's going to play 40-plus minutes now, and Achiuwa will get some scraps, and Deuce McBride will come in when he needs to get Brunson a couple here, and Dante DiVincenzo a couple. Josh Hart will just play 48, and Anobi will just play 48 if he needs to, because that's how Tibbs rolls. But it's worked out well so far, except for, you know, all the guys being hurt because it's a brutal regular season for the Knicks because they do it like pretty much no one else does. Everyone's going to play a lot of minutes, and everyone's going to play as many games as possible. And now you see it kind of wearing on the team overall. And they're going to have to try to find a way to get through this Pacers team who gave them a fight in game one, and they play tonight. So we'll see if the Pacers can even that series up. And Art says mostly he wants to see Knicks Celtics for the fights. New York fan versus Boston fan meeting in the middle and duking it out.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
That's also what I want. Also, yeah. Because get the Cavs and Pacers out of my face. All right.
You just want to have the Rockets on Donovan Mitchell watch.
No, not even that. I mean, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I'm more in now than I was before the last three games of the Magic series.
Yeah, he's been really, really good the last three games. Yeah, the Cavs, Pacers, the pretender version of these playoffs, let's get out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's get out of the way.
Both teams are like solid regular season teams.
Cavs, are you ever going to be competitive in a road game at any point? Is that going to happen? Let me know. If Donovan Mitchell's not going for 50, can you be competitive in a road game in the playoffs? Apparently not. And the Pacers. Yeah, you play fast. So what? We're done for
play
the
day. Play some defense. How about that, Indiana?
Not interested. Not part of their game.
All right.
We're done. Gallant and George up next, followed by the Killer Bees here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.